From Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast. It's quite a bit of traffic at this time. People are heading home. It's still winter time, so it's already getting dark, even though it's... What time is it? Like 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Gotta make sure I don't get run over by these bikes. I'm on my way to a place that I usually try to avoid. I don't like being there, and especially today, I don't like going there because they're gonna stick needles in my arm. So this is where I'm going. The hospital meander. So normally I'd go by bike like most of my fellow Dutchmen. But you know what? I can use the walk. I can burn some calories at the start of this new year. Why not? According to my sports watch, it is about 3 kilometers away from where I live. So that's 6 kilometers in total going back and forth to the hospital. Here we are. Medical Center Meander. This is the biggest hospital in the region. The reason that I'm here at the hospital is that my physician needs a blood sample. That has to do with an affliction that I've been suffering from for several months now, and that is chronic fatigue. I think I've already mentioned it to some of my listeners on the podcast, but for months I'm just super tired every single day.
So apparently they don't need just one, but 3 blood samples.
And did I mention that I don't like needles? I'm alive. But, you know, it's been years the last time that they drew blood for me. And this time they took it from my left arm. I was thinking I have to use my right arm for gaming, so I'd rather not have them use that one. But it still hurts. It's nasty. And in 3 days from now, if all goes well, my physician will have the results from the lab. Ooh, it's cold, nippy outside. And it's getting really dark. Now I gotta walk home. So the reason that I was here is because of that strange chronic fatigue, which is not just regular fatigue at the end of the year or because I've been working too hard. This is the kind of fatigue where I wake up and I'm already tired, and then the entire day I'm trying to make it, and then sometimes I have to just go back to bed in the afternoon, and then I'd still go to bed and sleep for another 8 hours. So that is definitely not my usual state. So the doctor wants to find out what it is, and there's several potential causes for this, but what we need to do is to kind of go from cause to cause and just rule out what it is not until we find the real cause. With the blood, of course, they would be able to determine whether it's anemia or if it's a vitamin D deficiency or a vitamin B12 deficiency. Those three causes of fatigue should be ruled out by this blood sample. And then there are a number of other possible causes. This could also be related to what they call winter blues. So it's basically, I think it's related to a lack of vitamin D. It's also not enough sunlight. Somehow I kind of doubt it that it could be that, because I am outside all the time. Usually around this time of the year, I would be training for another marathon. So it's not something that I've had before. This could also be related to my sleeping patterns, and more specifically, this could be caused by apnea, which is basically an affliction that makes you stop breathing during the night for a few seconds, sometimes for up to a minute. And so you get basically oxygen deprived several times during the night. And if this goes on for a number of weeks, months, then that can have the same type of effects that I've been suffering from. That, of course, requires something much different than just a blood sample examination. So we'll know a little bit more 3 days from now. I'll keep you posted. And in the meantime, of course, I will do my best to bring you these daily videos, despite the fatigue. And oh, before I forget, good news for those of you that like long-form podcasts. I brought back The Walk. And so if you enjoyed that podcast or you want to check it out, I invite you to go over to tridio.com/The Walk to subscribe or to resubscribe. And finally, as always, a big thank you to my patrons and a warm welcome to two brand new patrons for the month of January, Ferdinand and Stan. Thank you so much for your support. If you want to join them, then go over to patreon.com/FatherRoderick and you'll get access to a exclusive Patreon podcast called Ask Father Roderick. Take care and I'll keep you posted.